This is Regal Recommends. Ashley Franklin previewing this week's films at the Regal Cinema. Peter Rabbit is the Beatrix Potter classic given a contemporary treatment a la Paddington, with its mix of live action and animation. Also like Paddington, the Peter Rabbit tale has been given a modern makeover, with a not as cute a bunny as you'd expect. This one is audacious and swaggering, emphasised by the voicing of Peter by James Corden.
All right, this is our land now, so let's not go crazy straight away. It's our job to nurture it, to sustain it, prepare for the future. With privilege comes responsibility. I'm sorry, I almost got through that with a straight face. Knock yourself out.
In this adaptation of the tale, Peter and his chums go head-to-head with Thomas, the young nephew of the late Mr. McGregor, played by Domhnall Gleeson, a city boy who inherits the farm and hates both animals and the countryside, so decides to sell up. Mind you, his head is turned by his attractive neighbour Bee, played by Rose Byrne, who happens to like animals. Here, Peter Rabbit watches as Bee welcomes Thomas to the countryside.
I can't read lips, but I know her. And she's telling him to take down those gates and let us into the garden.
Well, enjoy your brief stay. Just please don't be like the nasty old man who used to live here. He was a real twit.
He was my uncle.
You didn't let me finish. He was a real...
Sorry, I can't.
No. There's no saving that one. He was a real twit. No offence.
None taken. I never knew him.
You seem much more reasonable.
Do I?
Although, I must say, these gates are incredibly sturdy. Are you expecting an alien invasion?
I just need to keep the wildlife out where they belong.
Well, they actually belong everywhere. It's kind of their place first. We're the latecomers.
How long does it take to say, leave the gate open and let in the rabbits? Leave the gate open and let in the rabbits?
Ah, I certainly will, madam. And might I say, those rabbits are incredibly cute. Especially the one with the blue coat. He's my favourite.
Well, again, like Paddington, there's bundles of charm here, jokes for the grown-ups and, for young and old alike, a whole lot of pratfalling and general slapstick. And what I've seen in the trailer and a few clips is a seamless blend of live action and animation, and the photorealism of the animation does appear very impressive. Peter Rabbit on All This Week. The 1517 to Paris, subtitled The True Story of a Terrorist, a Train and Three American Heroes, is a fascinating-sounding film directed by Clint Eastwood, who's followed up Sully, Miracle on the Hudson with another recent event which also captured the attention of the world, namely the attempted lone wolf attack on a Paris-bound train. And what makes it fascinating is that Eastwood has encouraged the three American heroes to play themselves. And according to The Hollywood Reporter, the three guys who have never acted before do so with great naturalness and without any self-consciousness, adding, there are no false notes here. In a way, this makes this true story even more real and close as we follow these guys through their lives before they come together on a Paris-bound train, which is where these ordinary men do something extraordinary. Like Sully, the film pivots around an incident that lasted only a few minutes. Sully, however, still managed to enthrall us over its 90 minutes and grip us when the big moment comes around. We'll see if Clint Eastwood has managed to weave further magic with this latest film of his, The 1517 to Paris.
On the island war sport she would play. You could hear her on the boardwalk every day. Soap suds all around, little bubbles on the ground. Rub-a-dub-a-dub in her little tub, all those tunes she found.
Coney Island Washboard by the Mills Brothers is a perfect choice for Woody Allen's latest film, Wonder Wheel, as it's all about four characters whose lives intertwine amid the hustle and bustle of the Coney Island amusement park of the 1950s. Kate Winslet is Ginny, a former actress working as a waitress in a clam house and in a loveless marriage with her boorish husband, played by Jim Belushi. Along comes his estranged daughter Caroline, played by Juno Temple, on the run from the mob. And observing all of this is lifeguard and aspiring playwright Mickey, played by Justin Timberlake. A love triangle ensues in a dark, brooding drama of passion, violence, and betrayal. Not typical Woody Allen then, though we do have his beloved Coney Island setting, which, as one critic describes, comes to life with vivid colours, rickety theme park rides, grimy bars and smooth jazz. And amidst this golden cinematography, Kate Winslet delivers, as another critic assures us, her most powerful, emotionally resonant performance in more than a decade. That's Woody Allen's Wonder Wheel.
Coney Island washboard round the lane.
This week's satellite screening is the Royal Opera House production of Verdi's Macbeth. We're told this is Verdi at his most theatrical, with the promise of an opera bristling with demonic energy. It's a rich production too, shot through with black, red and gold, as we follow the tragedy of Macbeth's dark ambitions for power. The Royal Opera House production of Macbeth this Wednesday at 7:15. Also at the Regal this week, Finding Your Feet, a warm, stirring British feel-good delight with tremendous performances from Imelda Staunton, Celia Imrie and Timothy Spall. This has been Regal Recommends.